Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The U.S. versus Australia in supplying beef globally. Back on that in just a moment. Hey neighbors, the 2017 edition of the Griswold Cattle Grass to Grid Bull Sale is this Saturday, April 8th, starting at 12:30 p.m. in Follett, Texas. They'll be selling 250 bulls, a tremendous set of bulls, Angus, Sim-Angus, and Irish Whiskey Angus bulls. For details, you can call John Griswold at 405-780-3300 or go to their website, griswoldcattle.com, to see the catalog. The Griswold Grass to Grid Bull Sale this Saturday. It'll be live on dvauction.com.
The makers of Black Labels, Inc. understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Labels, Inc. uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Labels, Inc. It's phosphate done better.
Australia is a major competitor of U.S. beef when it comes to selling beef into the Pacific Rim, especially markets like Korea and Japan. Economist Aaron Boyer with the U.S. Meat Export Federation said the Australians find themselves in a position of even fewer pounds of beef available for export right now as they try to rebuild after a devastating drought of a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I mean, as we look forward, we know Australia is in rebuilding mode now. And so their production will drop again this year, probably by 4 or 5%. But next year, they'll start to slowly increase. The thing that I remind our Asia customers is that Australia is not going to get back to the production levels we saw in 2014, 2015, even part of 2013, because that was drought run. I mean, that was everything going to slaughter because there was no feed. So they're going to recover back to more your 10-year average, more normal levels, at least over the next couple of years. But that said, certainly a tariff disadvantage is, it always, you know, it takes money out of U.S. producers' pockets in a sense. On the whole, you know, we're going to continue in this very positive position. We're able to supply huge volumes of short plate, for example, to Japan that Australia cannot do. What's really exciting is that we're also shipping more chuck shoulder clod and round items, and we just had the data for January, February. The tonnage on those end cuts had doubled. So our office is focusing on the thick cut promotions and this chance again to displace Australia. And this is going to continue at least through this year. But then, yeah, we realize that how much more can we grow our market share when Australia starts to come back. And that tariff advantage was front loaded, so we don't see a big change today. Yes, they're down below 30%. Ad valorem, we're at 38.5%, and yeah, every bit matters.
And that tariff that Aaron Boyer is talking about is the tariff that the Japanese charge for beef imports into their country. The Australians have a bilateral deal that they've cut with the Japanese that basically brought their tariffs down to 28% and change on their beef imports. Right now, we remain at just over 38% tariffs for U.S. beef going into the Japanese market. Quite a difference, quite an advantage for Australian beef versus U.S. beef. And that particular tariff difference had actually been leveled out in the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, something that the Trump administration has backed away from. One of the key reasons that the beef industry calling on the Trump administration to step up and do a bilateral with Japan sooner rather than later to help level that playing field between the U.S. and Australian beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Spring Bull and Female Sale coming Saturday, April 8th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. 80 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, as well as 35 registered Angus and Sim-Angus spring pairs will be sold. Improve your herd with the genetics from the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company. Remember, the sale can be seen on dvauction.com. Go to cclcattle.com for a sale catalog or call Billy Hall, 918-244-0154 for more information. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company's bull sale, April 8th in Boswell. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.